On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Lucy Hickmott.
People in Raynham have described their shock after a murder investigation was launched following the discovery of a woman's body. Police were called to Mears Court Road at about 8:30 last night, and a man in his 20s was arrested. Nikki Cooper is the manager at a nearby beauty salon.
It's a really nice, friendly area. Everyone seems to know everyone. It's just such a sort of tragic thing, really, because everyone gets on with everyone in Raynham, and it's really sad because you just don't hear things happening like that, especially not on your doorstep as well.
We're told the woman who died was in her 50s and known to the man who's being held on suspicion of murder.
KMFM News.
The emergency call made to police by a man accused of murdering his wife in Kent 20 years ago has been played in court.
How long has she been missing for?
Since early this morning, late last night.
Late last night?
Yeah, she's normally gone 4, 5, 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. Could I have your name, please?
Griggs.
34-year-old Debbie Griggs was last seen at her home in Deal in May 1999 and was pregnant with her fourth child at the time. Andrew Griggs, who's 57 and now lives in St Leonard's in Dorset, denies murder, and the trial continues. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says determination and patience is needed. Following renewed optimism, a deal can be reached before the end of the month. Michel Barnier's described a meeting with Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay as constructive. Five people have been hurt after a stabbing at the Arndale shopping centre in Manchester. It's not clear how serious their injuries are. Witnesses say they saw a man with a knife lunging at shoppers. Counter-terrorism police are now leading the investigation. A man in his 40s has been arrested on suspicion of serious assault. Thanet District Council has a new Labour leader after the Conservatives lost control of the authority. Tory boss Robert Bayford failed to win a vote of no confidence at a meeting last night. He'd been facing questions after the council-owned Ramsgate Port recorded losses of £2.5 million this year. The final motion was brought forward by the Thanet Independents. Their leader, Councillor Reverend Stuart Piper, says a change was needed.
The former leader could have resigned at any time over the last 2 weeks and kept his administration intact. He could have worked more collaboratively. We have been aware of all sorts of problems over the last 12 months. This was an occasion when the captain should have gone first, and he would have saved the ship, but he didn't.
Well, Labour leader Rick Everett has now been voted in as the new leader, despite the party only holding 20 out of 56 seats. He's told us it'll be a big challenge.
It would be mad to think that the problems of this council are down to one person and down to the previous leader, someone who's given a lot of time to this council, whether I agree with his politics or not. And I don't personally have all the solutions, and the council doesn't have all the solutions. All we can do is give every effort that we can to try and resolve the problems that there are for the benefit of the people of Thanet.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Climate change activists are targeting the BBC's central London headquarters. Extinction Rebellion members are holding a row of banners in front of the main entrance, meaning staff are struggling to get in or out. Meantime, Kent Police are refusing to say how much it's cost to send officers to help deal with the protests in the capital this week. On Wednesday, we told you a small number of officers have been sent from the county's force following a request from the Met Police. KMFM's been told schools in Kent should be doing more to teach children about Black history. We're in the middle of an awareness month aiming to recognise the achievements made by Black people, which are often overlooked. Carol Stewart from the Medway Afro-Caribbean Society says people usually only learn about things like slavery. She says it's important kids have good role models.
We want young people to have a sense of achievement, you know, to have a sense of positive aspirations, that there are people that look like you that have done some amazing things.
You can listen to our podcast with Carol at kentonline.co.uk. Plans for a new Aldi in Faversham have been given the go-ahead. The supermarket is going to be built along with a Premier Inn hotel at Perry Court. It's part of a wider project which includes 310 homes and a care home. And Camila Cabello's been chatting on KMFM Breakfast ahead of the release of her second album, Romance. The 22-year-old was number one in 80 countries with Havana and is the most listened to woman in the world on Spotify. If you missed it earlier, you can listen online at kmfm.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk. Your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and England manager Gareth Southgate says his squad are highly motivated for tonight's Euro 2020 qualifier with the Czech Republic. A win in Prague would seal their place in the finals ahead of Monday's trip to Bulgaria. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.